This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Rex Heuermann, the man who's accused of being the Long Island serial killer, the Gilgo Beach murderer. We have more charges against him now, and it's not just going up to five. I think many people thought there was just going to be one more added today. He's now been charged with a total of six murders, the new ones, including Jessica Taylor, whose partial remains were found near Gilgo Beach in 2011 and earlier in Marionville in 2003. Also charged with killing Sandra Costella, whose remains were found in 1993 in the Hamptons, previously not associated with the Gilgo Beach investigation. Which gives us a longer timeline now on Rex Heuermann, and it also gives us more of a geographical space of where he may have been going and putting these bodies. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Let's start there on these new charges. Are you surprised at all?
No, I'm not. I think he's not guilty yet, but he's charged, and I think it's going to keep going up. I think they're doing some really good due diligence here. And we talked about it last week when they went back in to do another search. And what was the hypothesis? They must have found more data or ability to get more DNA, or someone gave a timeline, a block of time from the hoarded house. And so we're going to look at this part of the house that we think there's a pile from that time frame in. And lo and behold, we now have new charges. I think as this continues, he has a possibility of going down as one of the most prolific serial killers we've had. Because as we're seeing, the time frame's expanding. I think he's probably evolved over the time frame that he's utilized. And now they're starting to get conjecture, and I'm probably jumping the gun on you, conjecture of accomplices. And, you know, I looked at the stats on this. 23% of serial killers have had an accomplice. And out of those, I think it was like 7 or 10% has been the spouse.
Interesting. And that's, I mean, it's conjecture right now, but I'm not going to be surprised.
100%.
Yeah. Another disturbing part to this, in the court filing, prosecutors said that they were able to use some new forensic methods to match hairs found on or near the vicinity of both of these victims. So we got more hair again, to DNA profiles that likely match Heuermann. And additionally, I think this is one of the more disturbing parts and probably the nail in the coffin to this, that it makes me wonder if we're ever going to see this at trial or if this is going to be a pleading deal, because I don't know how you come back from this one. On his hard drive, of one of the hard drives, they have so many things that they got out of his home for digital evidence. They say that he methodically created blueprints for the killings. An all caps document featured a series of checklists with tasks to complete before, during, and after the killings. This is kind of reminiscent of BTK, but on a computer, as well as practical lessons for next time. Among the dozens of entries written are reminders to clean the bodies and destroy the evidence, and to get sleep before the hunt. So he's rationalizing this in his brain and calling it a hunt, and to have a story set. One section titled Things to Remember appear to highlight lessons from previous killings. Prosecutors said, such as using a heavier rope and limiting noise in order to maximize playtime. A body prep checklist also includes other items and a note to remove head and hands. Pretty disturbing stuff to have on your hard drive, and I don't know how you explain that one, unless it's like, it's another novel. I was making a book with Corey Richens or somebody, you know, it's just so,
no kidding.
so out there.
Yeah. Sadly, but luckily it did span such a period of time that he had no idea to the extent he needed to clean because of DNA evidence and our abilities in today's day and age compared to the 90s of the ability to do that. As well as, you know, we see his architectural mind, you know, talking about those behavior arcs in life, you know, him having that structured order mind of an architect, he's literally creating the architectural blueprint, set it right there for how to do all the things he was doing on his secret life of killing women. But, yeah. and Yeah, but it's just vast. It was vast. And it's a lot of behavior to hide for a long period of time. That's where it'll be interesting. I think, you know, as the tendrils on this one go out, if anyone is tied, because I literally, it's the first time I've actually looked this up and I wasn't quite sure of it. I was under the assumption that, because most of the cases we've covered, serial killers are completely independent, not working with anyone, but it was 23%, which is a pretty significant number, had accomplices. So witting, unwitting, you know, passively allowing it to happen, those are the questions I think they're going to have answered as this continues to progress, because it was a long period of time he's been doing this.
Well, Rex and Asa married in 96. This crime, the latest one we have, goes to 93. So he would have been in his 30s around that time, or late 20s, depending on how they do the math. I don't know. So she would have been around for pretty much the three decades of this. As far as her knowledge, that's, I guess, up in the air. But we're talking three decades here, and you're completely clueless that this is going on. I guess it can happen. Not going to say it's not, but I don't know. I just there's got to be a bigger microscope going on there, and maybe they're getting that microscope right now with the documentary that's taking place.
I think so. You know, I think the attorney for the families, you know, the girl.
Yeah, right.
He's done. We haven't heard from him in a while, but he uncovered some things that I'm sure investigators are looking at, you know, having to do with the type of parties he was having, the people that were attending those parties back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And also, you know, like you said, the 90s is when he was in his 30s. Well, stats also say serial killers, they pretty much commit their first one in general, if you're looking at the numbers, in their 20s. Mm-hmm. So there was, if it's him or whoever it was doing this, there was experimentation at least most likely happening earlier than the 90s. God. So it's going to be, that's why I say this, given his age, given the identified potential start point, there's going to be a lot more that I think's uncovered.
I agree. It's going to be spooky.
But here's again, Robin Drake, you know, positive glass half full kind of guy. I think hopefully a lot more families will finally grab some peace, knowing what happened. It's not going to be easy, but hopefully they'll be able to start moving through unknowns of their life and be able to maybe hopefully close a chapter for them.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.